Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord that you are able to spend this time with me today as we continue in the Word of God. I've been sharing a message entitled Walking in Truth or Avoiding Self-Deception. This is a sobering subject. It's something that we need to consider because there are many references in the Word of God about that. And as I shared, as I opened the message on yesterday's broadcast, that the dangers of self-deception is that you can be deceived, and when you're deceived, you don't know it. So it's very critical. How can we avoid error? How can we walk in the truth? By knowing, by reading, by studying, by meditating, and by loving the Word of God. And I know many of you are such faithful listeners. You listen because you want to hear God's Word. And it's not ever my intention to share opinion, but to share God's Word so that we can grow. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And sometimes, you know, I've heard over the years, people say you have to hear something seven times before you even it begins to register with you. Well, we can hear the Word of God over and over and over again. It's a living Word. And every time we read it, every time we hear another verse, there could be just a different slant, a different interpretation, a new revelation and understanding that the Holy Spirit will give us. And so I shared yesterday that as I went into the Word of God, about this, a very important subject, that there are three areas of self-deception, which are the natural result of certain thoughts and actions that we allow ourselves to be engaged in, even as a Christian. And this is the danger. I mean, the unsaved, the ungodly, they are living in deception. But the Word of God says very clearly, even if we've come to a knowledge of the truth, even after we've accepted Jesus, there are some things that we can do that cause us to slide into self-deception. And this isn't a fearful thing. We need to know it, because knowing it, it won't happen to us. Amen? So those areas that we can be deceived are in attitudes toward ourself. Yesterday, we looked at the area of self-esteem, and we started looking at conceit, and then the final area in terms of the ego is sanctimony or hypocrisy. And then the second general area are where we can be deceived are attitudes toward material possessions, the effect they have, and then thirdly, deceptions of the heart, a result of ignorance or misunderstanding of God's Word. So yesterday, we looked at self-esteem, and of course, I began by saying we need to have a healthy, good self-esteem about who we are as people, as individual a creation of God that He made in His very own image. It is it's a confidence and satisfaction in oneself. That's a good thing we need to have, but there is a danger if we commend ourselves, as Paul says in 2 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, we dare not to classify or compare ourselves with some who commend themselves. If we, especially in our spiritual walk, go by our own feelings or thoughts or opinions about ourselves, or for that matter, anyone else, a pivotal point of all understanding and perception is the Word of God. And so there is a danger that, you know, I gave many scriptures. Every man will proclaim his own goodness, but a faithful man who can find there's a way that seemeth right unto a man, the end thereof are the ways of death. Our own ways are right. That's one of the dangers of self-esteem. The fool is right in his own eyes, but he that hearkens to counsel is wise. And those that of you are listening, if you're hearkening to counsel, the Lord says you're wise. And then we began by looking at conceit. And that is an excessive appreciation of one's own worth or virtue. And Galatians 6 and 3 says, when a man thinks himself to be something when he's nothing, he deceives himself. Sometimes, because God does bless us, we can be deluded into thinking that these privileges entitle us to heaven. And as John said to the Pharisees in Matthew 3:9, they said, well, you know, we know we're the chosen people. We are the children of Abraham. And John said, don't be satisfied just because you have Abraham as your father, because God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. The heart of the matter was, bring forth therefore fruits meet for repentance. Now I'd like to share with you by turning into the Gospel of Luke. And I'm going to be reading at the 23rd verse to the 30th verse. That's Luke 13, verse 23. Then said one unto him, to Jesus, Lord, are there few that be saved? And he said unto them, strive to enter in at the strait gate. For many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able. When once the master of the house is risen up and has shut to the door, and ye begin to stand without and to knock at the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open unto us. And he shall answer and say unto you, I know you not whence you are. Then shall you begin to say, we've eaten and drunk in thy presence, and thou hast taught in thy streets. But he shall say, I tell you, I know you not whence ye are. Depart from me, all ye workers of iniquity. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth, when ye shall see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourselves thrust out. And they shall come from the east and from the west and from the north and from the south, and shall sit down in the kingdom of God. And behold, there are last which shall be first, and there are first which shall be last. Remember, he was addressing the Pharisees. He was addressing the, quote, religious people of his day. And beloved, there are many Christians today that are not bringing forth fruits of righteousness. There are those that are self-satisfied in their own particular way of perception and thought. And beloved, I don't know how to say it more clearly. Unless our actions line up with the Word of God, we are in error. We are deceived. Hallelujah. So self-delusion can also operate. So just because of position, just because of who we are in the church, just because, you know, your grandmother built the church, that is no guarantee of your spiritual security and wholeness and health. It's what are you doing? Sometimes, because people think they've got spiritual gifts operating in their lives, they can be assured of heaven. Well, I'm sharing some really sobering scriptures, but these are in the Word of God. So we can't tear them out and say, well, I don't like them. I don't think I want to read that. Well, what does Matthew 7 verses 20 through 23 say, wherefore by their fruits ye shall know them. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. To me, that's one of the most fearful scriptures in the Word of God, that people are walking in self-deception. They prophesied in the name of the Lord, in his name did many wonderful works, and in that final day the Lord will say, depart from me, ye that work iniquity, I never knew you. Obviously, it's not the external actions that are evident to others that are important, but where their heart is at. Can you say amen? Amen. These scriptures should put the fear of the Lord in us. Amen. Because the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Another scripture. I've just pulled together a lot of scriptures this week. 1 Corinthians, the third chapter. And I want to read verses 18 through 21. Let no man deceive himself. We're talking about self-deception here. If any man among you seemeth to be wise in this world, let him become a fool, that he may be wise. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. For it is written, he taketh the wise in their own craftiness. And again, the Lord knoweth the thoughts of the wise, that they are vain. Therefore, let no man glory in men, for all things are yours. This is a warning against conceit and an admonishing humility. So you see, God, we need to walk in the Spirit of the Lord dwells with those who are a broken heart and a contrite spirit, with the humble in heart, those that are not exalted in pride and have a elevated view of themselves. And then there is another area that I'd like to share with you in this first general area of self-deception, which is attitudes toward ourselves, and that is sanctimony. What is sanctimony? It's affecting piety, hypocritically devout. In other words, it's a hypocrite. 1 John 1:8 says, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. Amen. Well, I've got my eye on the clock and I see my time to broadcast is coming to a swift conclusion, but I assure you I'll be here tomorrow. If you'll make the effort to be here, I'll enjoy sharing the Word of God with you. But I would like to share a letter that has come in recently from a brother writing from Santa Maria, California. And he sends an offering. And he says, I know I'm sowing in good soil because you've been a remarkable woman of God for the past 22 years since I first discovered radio programs with Brother Neil Glass. Words can't express how grateful to God I am to you and the ministry God has appointed you with. I appreciate you so very much, and I continue to look forward each month when you write. I'm always blessed and encouraged to read what God is doing in your life and ministry. To know that you are praying for me touches my heart so. I often shed tears of gladness for your faithfulness toward me. To know that God is using you as a vessel to give me a word from God is so awesome. I hope and pray this letter reaches you and your pets in the best of health. Forgive me for not writing soon and for not sending a love gift for some time. And he says, I'll close now. I look forward to your next letter. It seems more apparent as the years go by. Letter writing seems to be a lost art. I've often thought and said to myself and others that this generation could learn a thing from Emily Post. My thoughts and prayers are with you. I so do miss your radio programs and don't hear your voice because I don't get to hear 1100 KFAX station here in Santa Maria, California. Maybe someday I'll have the opportunity to get online and experience your new program. Please use this offering as you feel led. Thank you, Sister Glass. God bless you and keep you always. And she closes by asking for some cassette tapes of Brother Glass and myself. Those are still available. Just request them when you write. Amen. I'll send you the current offer. Until tomorrow, I love you. And until then, may God's richest blessings for everybody.
You have been listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at either P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop her an email. Again, our address is P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, and that web address is unveiledchrist.org. And as you write, remember your prayers and tax-deductible offerings of support enable us to keep this broadcast ministry on the air. Thank you for joining us. God bless.